This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to hear about a very special organization and foundation that's doing incredible work, particularly with our young people. We're happy to have here, first of all, a dear friend and comrade over the years in the struggle, April Silver, who's a publicist for the foundation, the Asase Ya Cultural Arts Foundation. And we're joined now by the head of that foundation as well, Nana K. Osei Williams. Welcome to you both, April and Nana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. So good to see you. Reverend Mark, so good to see you.
Glad to have you both here. Nana, first of all, congratulations. How many years for Asase Ya now?
This is our 23rd year. After the first or second year, you stop counting years and you try to do the good work. But this is our 23rd year. We get reminded often when we start seeing certain children or just all of the children that graduated from our program and also graduated from college and master's and working to get their PhDs and stuff like that.
Tell us a little bit about the foundation and how it came to be and how it has over the years changed our young people's lives.
Sure. So we started as a dance company. And it was about eight of us or nine of us that we all grew up together. And we really wanted to tell our story through the arts. We all grew up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, or most of us, the majority. I think one person grew up in Queens and the other in Long Island, but majority Bed-Stuy. And not just Bed-Stuy, it's a very heavy cultural community in Bed-Stuy. If you know about the East, if you know about the International African Arts Festival, like it's a very heavy cultural community in Bed-Stuy. So our parents were traditional African priests and things like that, but also Black nationalists. And we had a story to tell. And we were ready to tell our story. And I say friends, but we really grew up as brothers and sisters. And when we started to tell our story, people started to say, this is what I want my children to be a part of. And we understood that. We understood what the mission was, and we went for it.
Outstanding, Nana Kofi. And now, so the events coming up, I believe Malik Yoba is being honored. April Silver, tell us all about May 14th.
I'm happy to say that the good people over at Asase Ya decided to that after 20 something years, it's okay to celebrate your accomplishments. We live in a world where in our communities where we do a lot of solid work on identifying our challenges and our issues. We have amazing calls to action with regard to social justice and social justice activism. And rarely do we have the time to pause and say, wait a minute, we have some victories here. And so the opportunity to celebrate our victories is an opportunity for nourishment and encouragement. And that's what this gala is all about. The impact of Asaseya as a cultural arts nonprofit is worthy of praise. And so the good people at the organization decided that they would identify four people in the local community that are champions, not just of the organization, but of the importance of arts in our lives. I'll ask Nana Ose to identify those people, but you're right, Malik Yoba is one of them, an old friend of mine, someone who's been really supportive of the arts. But the overall thing is for people to walk away knowing that they could come to this event, support the organization, because your Africanness is welcome at Asaseya in all of its programs.
Nana Kofi, can you also talk about how impactful this has been for everyone who's been through the program, how it has been made us all more culturally aware, how it has been healing, but especially this hour when all of our history and culture is under so much attack?
Well, absolutely. We've never been afraid or felt like we could not talk about our history, right? And we like to take off his and just talk about our story, because our story is important. We teach kids and children and communities all of the time that our story is very important. So from the time we started, our first concert was called The Experience. And we talked about our experience in growing up in that traditional African nationalist community in Brooklyn. And that fell over to and spilled over to us then starting our School of the Arts, where we write stories every year reflecting on our Blackness, our culture, and how our culture will get us along as a people. Children from the age, we started at 4 years old when we first started. We are now at 3 years old, but we started at 4 years old. So children from the age of 4 years old were learning about Black heroes and sheroes. They were learning about Anansi stories. They were learning about all of the great things that impacted Africans all throughout the world, not just in continental Africa, but all the way throughout the diaspora. But then what made it even more amazing, you start seeing our children grow up. And now we have several teachers. We have several business leaders. We have several lawyers. We have children in all kinds of different fields. And growing up and bringing them back into the fold is something that is nothing short of amazing. So we tell these stories because it's a reflection of themselves. I remember 1 year, and this was a special year, that we did a show, Mansa Musa. And Mansa Musa was a king from Mali. But to this day, he was the richest man ever to live on this earth. Now, we deal with riches in different ways. So, yes, he had the most money to this day. But he also built institutions like Timbuktu. And Timbuktu was an institution that you don't hear much about, right? But when these children were learning about this, it was amazing to us to see how these children were going home and doing research on Mansa Musa and teaching their parents about Mansa Musa. Because the parents were coming like, we didn't send our children here to learn about money and these things. But everybody needs to have some kind of financial literacy. And we also need to have some kind of financial reflection. We could say that we could do great things for our community as Mansa Musa did on his trek to Mecca and back to Mali. But when you don't have the knowledge and you don't have the reflection and only financial literacy you're getting is saying only through Eurocentric ways will you collect a good living, that's not true for our children. And they know that now. And so these kinds of missions are amazing. And then I could take it just one step further. the pandemic hit everybody hard. When the pandemic hit, we talked about lockdown and all of these things, but crime spiked in our neighborhoods, in Bed-Stuy specifically, Crown Heights, Brownsville, Flatbush, crime spiked, right? And this is not an opinion, this is really a fact. And when crime spiked, one of the things that happened is the New York Summer Youth Employment Program got shut down. When that employment program got shut down, we said, there's no way that we will allow our children to just be out in the streets for the whole summer without doing anything. We did a call to action where we did a complete concert, online concert, YouTube concert, and we raised money, not enough, but we raised enough money to employ all of our youth that, you know, had grown up with us and they were of working age. We employed all of them. Some of the money came out of our direct pockets. A lot of it came from our communities. We have not stopped that yet because they do a lottery with the summer youth employment. And for some reason, our kids don't get picked all of the time. And I'm not saying it's anything against us, but we need our kids working. And we need to know that they have a community that's behind them, that you never have to go out of your community for anything. And so we raise money for that. So this gala is very important, impactfully, because we know the impact that it, not just on learning about history and culture, but also the support of knowing that you have a community that won't allow you to just go astray, that we are here with you and we will continue to be there with you because, yes, we do the summer youth employment, but we also have several students that are graduating to go to college that we're also giving scholarships to as well.
Yeah, that's very important. And April Silver, there are even more conversations, even from as high as the levels of the federal government and other local government agencies, about how arts and culture can bridge between communities and offer healing to some of our communities, correct?
Yes, I know that there's no lack of evidence about how the arts and human beings, children, young adults, elders, engaging in the arts, how it can be healing. And it's really, I think it's significant that the Biden-Harris administration is supporting that. There's the federal level, there's the state level, there's the local level. Sometimes the function of a nonprofit is to fill in the gap. Because when you're dealing with the federal level or state level, sometimes that turnover and the manifestation of those resources takes some time, right? There's some bureaucracy involved. There's delays. There's all kinds of things. So our nonprofits often exist to fill in the gap so that there's an immediate response from the adults in the community, the elders in the community, to wrap their arms around programmatically with the young people and the young adults. So we collectively, all of the cultural workers that we are, we welcome, we applaud, and we're grateful for the advocacy. We're grateful for these agencies that lend their voices of support to the arts. But we also know that we need to, like Nana Osei said, we have to rely on ourselves most immediately and continuously while not waiting on support from these wonderful organizations, because we move faster, right? We know our needs more intimately. And so we welcome it all, but there's an importance of donating on the ground level. And it's not just about financial donations. Our nonprofit organizations, our cultural work-centric organizations need resources in terms of time as well. We need people to listen to these stories, become inspired, and tell other people. So there's a number of different kinds of currencies that we need to tap into most immediately while these larger organizations manifest their support.
Very well put. And Nana Osei, you talked about the Summer Youth Employment Program, but speaking of collaboration with agencies and filling in the gaps, the Asaseya Cultural Arts Foundation also does work within the New York City Department of Education as well. Am I correct?
Yes, we are a contracted vendor with the New York City Department of Education, where that is probably our biggest partnership to date. We have several other partnerships that are not as big as that, but are of the same impact, because teaching our children is extremely important to us. One thing that I would like to say is, it was the last 2 years have been difficult in New York City for nonprofit arts organizations. We have held a lot of weight of budget cuts, of immigration support, a lot of things. The first things that are cut are the arts. And what a lot of people don't understand is when the arts are being cut, the voices are being cut as well. Let me explain what I'm saying. When you look at children between the age of 13 and 18, what is their biggest influence? Music, dance, social media. This is their biggest influence. This influence goes bigger than even the things that they are being taught in their houses. The way you see them dress, the way you see them talk, the way. And now when you cut art agencies like Asaseya, you cut that from the funding, you might think we'll get back to it. But how much time do these children have, right? Because this is their most influential years. It doesn't get more influential. And I could say this because I have a 16-year-old in my house. Matter of fact, I have several 16 and 17-year-olds in my house every day, because I want to give them space to be free, right? And when I say free, to be able to drum in my house, right? I have a basement with lots of drums, and the boys, they like to come over and drum. I also just have times where we do things with the children to make sure, and it's not just me and my wife, but it's also a collective of us that make sure our children are doing things, right? But when you cut these kinds of programs, they might not see it firsthand, but you see them do things like playing drill rap. But what takes the place of drill rap? Companies like us, like Asaseya, where, yes, the children still might listen to drill rap, but I could show you the roster of shows that our children did last year. That means that they wasn't in the streets. I could show you the amount of jobs that we gave them last year. That means they wasn't in the streets. I could show you trips, international trips and local trips that they have went on, right? And it becomes difficult, not impossible, but difficult. And this is a big reason for this gala, because it's a call of action to our community that we need to raise these funds. A big thing is we need our own dedicated space. And that's very important. We had a space for years. When it was being sold, we could not afford it. We have now been getting permits to be in DOE buildings, right? And also the church, Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, led by Pastor Sean Lee, they have gave us their church for our summer camp for the last 3 years. So those things are amazing, but we need a dedicated space where kids could come and dance. They could come and record music. They could play music, but also they could just come to a safe space. They could come and go into the meditation room when they need to just wind down because how crazy this world is, where they could come to and really be there. So this gala is very important for us. And it goes past the gala. If you look at our marketing plan, it goes past the gala. And we're not marketing just for money. We're marketing so people can have the real information of what we do, how they can help, and how our community could raise these children together. We really believe that it takes a village.
Amen, certainly.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me ask you this, since you brought it up, in terms of budget cuts and what have you, are we still dealing with that, or is that improving at all?
We're dealing with it. And yeah. When we talk about budget cuts, you know, if you look at in New York City, if you look at an organization says, our overall budget is $1 million. To some people, they think, oh, that's a lot. But when you're in New York City, that's still, you're just keeping your head above water. Literally, you're keeping your head above water.
It's like $100,000 and some other small city dollars, if y'all don't know, this is New York. All
right. Yes. All right. And so then when you have in your strategic plans, you have, okay, we're going to go to this government agency, and none of them come through, it becomes a lot more difficult. And then because this is not a bash, we try to work our hardest to make this work. But when you get cut $100,000 out of your budget, and your budget is $1 million, now you better learn how to swim. And we give thanks to the YMCA that all of our kids know how to swim.
No, that's very important. And I want people also to hear, talk a little bit more if you would, and folks, stay tuned, because we're letting you know how you can get involved, not only the gala, but if young people that would benefit from this program, obviously many would. To that point, talk a little bit more. You mentioned keeping kids off the streets. There is a direct relationship between access to culture. And not long before she passed, I talked to Mary Wells.
Okay.
And I asked her a question, and it was actually a stupid question for me to ask because I didn't think about it before I asked it, but she corrected me. And I asked her, I said, what was in the water in Detroit that all that talent came up at that time and everybody was just talented and good? And you know what she said to me? And it should have just been common sense. She said, Mark, back then, cult music and culture was embedded within the school. It wasn't just that they were talented. The resources were in every school. Music classes were required. Cultural classes were required. I was like, duh, that's true. And of course, nationwide, that's gone. Yeah. But talk to us a bit more about the benefit of young people having access to performing arts and cultural arts and visual arts, and how folks, you heard what he said, he's got folks, PhDs, getting PhDs, becoming lawyers. So what is it about the arts that also enables us to excel, not only get off the streets, but excel in so many other fields?
I have one word, imagination. When you can imagine you doing something, you could do it. When you can't imagine you doing something, you cannot do it, because you can't even imagine it. So imagination. And this is something that people all over the world are taught. Imagine doing this, right? So when you go into any kind of artistic space, you have to imagine it before it's done. It comes from somebody, it's passed on to somebody else, and then the people get to see it. So if you look at one of the greatest performers ever, because you talked about Detroit, you talked about the water. I don't know if really put it together, because the water was really bad just now in Detroit and Flint and all of those, like, undrinkable completely. But when you look at places like Gary, Indiana, where the Jacksons were from, and going into Detroit. Joe Jackson had to imagine his kids being able to do some of the things that they did. It would be impossible for him to say, I imagined it all. But then when you put it all together and you see the greatness of the arts, that when you have an imagination, you could do it all. We are very clear that 95% of the kids and children that come through Asnasaya will not be artists. That will not be their profession. But they will all be great, every single one of them. We have right now, today, 60 youth that never ever danced or drummed before and a complete free scholarship program at Asnasaya today. The whole program is paid for because we know the impact that will have on their life. Some of these kids are literally 3 years old. We understand the impact that they will have. So let's think about self-esteem. I grew up as an artist, so I know that it's difficult to go onto the stage and perform in front of people and not think that people might not like it or not think that people might feel away. So that's self-esteem. When you come into an establishment and you are comfortable and you feel secure, you will do a few things that you won't do when you're not secure. Because a lot of these schools that we go into, it's not that they have bad leadership or bad teachers, but it's a bad system that's being fixed. We give props to David Banks, who is in charge of the Department of Education now, that's doing a lot of wonderful things. But these kids, sometimes they go to school and not even in the school building, but from their house to the school and from their school to their house. As if they're very unconfident. A lot of things happen. We are trying to solve some of that problem with more after-school programs, with more in-school programs, with more community-based programs. We don't have that God complex, but we do have that community complex where we know that more people like us in the community will help our community tremendously. So when these children are able to see themselves as something bigger than what they were told to be for so much, it's impossible for them to fail. It's literally impossible. When children are seeing us and we're at a restaurant and they're now with their family, like they're married, they have children, they're with their families, and they're telling their kids that as soon as you turned 4 years old, you're going to Asnasaya, you're going to the camp. That makes me feel good because that means that the way we impacted them, they want that same impact for their children, but they're also bringing it to them in the house. And now they want it from the community as well.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Well, folks, let's do this. Lastly, I want everybody to know how they can get involved and enroll their young people in Asnasaya. Tell them the website, where to go, Nana Kofi Osei.
So we have our website, asnasayaent.org. That's asnasayaent.org. And we have our programs there. We have just information there. You can also follow us on all of our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Asnasaya and at Asnasaya ENT. You can find us. You can see some of the great work we're doing. But also, sign up for Put On Blast because our amazing publicist, sister, friend, the first person that partnered with us to do sellout events, April Silva and the Killer Workstorms, will be putting out blast about our gala that's coming up. And if you see some emails and they're cool, well, when you get put on blast, then you know that you're part of that team that was doing the real work. So that's how you can get in touch with us.
Amen. And April, please let everyone know about the fun. Folks, it's important. Wherever you're listening, we know we have people listening all over, not just in Brooklyn. But this needs your support. And if any of you knows anything about what programs like Asaseya and others in other cities have done, if it hadn't been for some of these programs, some of us might have turned out the other way. Amen. So we know about that. And we know how life-saving this has been for many of us. And especially at this hour, more than at any other, as our children are challenged more and more, and as there literally is a war on against us keeping our culture in front of our young people, particularly in the schools. Please, ma'am, please, sir, give. Even if you can't make it to Brooklyn, make a donation to Asaseya. I'm asking you to do that. April, let everyone know how they can do that.
Yeah, that website again is asaseyaent.org, right? But here's the thing, for those who are not in Brooklyn or might not be in New York City, I know my brother, Nana Osei, to be a human being of a generous heart. I know that he counsels not just young people, but adults. I know that if you go to the website and look at that telephone number and get a call and say, I want to do this in my city, I want to do this in my community, can I talk to you about what that looks like? I know that this man, and he's downplaying himself, he's a master percussionist that has toured all over the world, right? Like, his training is unparalleled. But beyond that, as a spiritual healer in the community, he is hyper-focused on building institutions. So reach out, whether you're in Brooklyn, New York, Maryland, Oakland, wherever, but that website. And Nana Osei, I'm going to ask you to, if you don't mind, to explain what Asaseya means. But that website is Asaseyaent.org. And the organization is on all of the social media platforms, of course.
So real quick, Asaseya means Mother Earth. And when we started Asaseya, it's from the treelanguage.com people of Ghana. And when we started Asaseya, we knew that the earth needed healing, but we also wanted to share what we had with the earth. And we also wanted to be one with the earth. So with all of that together, my brother Yao came up with the name. Of course, he didn't create the name, but he came up with the name for us as an organization, Asaseya. It was a powerful name because he could have just named it the Yao Babio Dance Company. Or he could have named it the Yao Babio Ensemble, like a lot of people do. They put themselves out there. But our vision for it was bigger than that. And so we wanted to really share with the world in the earth. So Asaseya means Mother Earth from the tree-speaking people in Ghana, West Africa.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother Earth, y'all. Asaseyaent.org. Asaseyaent.org. Please check them out. If you're local, you can get right involved and encourage young people and parents to send their young people there. If you're not local and you want some advice on building something like this in your community, this is the hour when we have to get back to building our own institutions where we have lagged at many times, especially as all of our traditions are under attack. Please, ma'am, please, sir, do reach out. And May 14th is coming up as well. Please make that a part of your donations and or a stop. People like come to New York all the time and go see all the events. This is another one to put on the calendar. Let's make this as big as all the others going forward that we want to come to New York when we're tourists and visit and support. Amen. AsaseYaEnt.org. I want to thank, first of all, our very special guest, first of all, April Silver, who's a publicist for AsaseYa and the upcoming event, and also with Killer Work Songs. And April is doing, she has no peer in terms of doing the work to publicize what's going on with a lot of our cultural foundations and organizations. That's very important. And also our brother, the master percussionist, as we all know him to be. And the great work he's doing is the head of AsaseYa Cultural Arts Foundation, Nana Kofi Osei Williams. Thanks to you both for joining us on Make It Plain.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.